Sport. We're going to have a chat here with one of our most favourite players here in town.
I can't hear you.
Lauren Jackson. I don't know if you can you hear me through the headphones
no,
or what?
No, I can't.
No, you
hear
can't.
You.
I'll just try and scream loudly.
That's all right, no worries.
Lauren, back here where, of course, your career got underway and underneath that banner of that championship team.
I know.
It's good to see you back here.
Yeah, you know, it's great to come back and watch every now and then. I'm really excited to shoot. I mean, that's sort of my playground, you know, where everything happens. So I love coming back here. It's a bit of an emotional thing, but yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, even though you're still living in town, you don't get to watch too many games, do you?
No, I think this is probably my third one all season, so don't really get back here much, but during the season it's kind of hard, but it's great to get back here and sort of see everyone again, and yeah, it's great.
And of course, last night you had a great game. That was a tremendous performance yet again.
Oh, no.
You just continued on this tremendous form you've been in this season.
I wouldn't say tremendous form, but you know, I'm getting better, you know, I just wish I could train and stuff, but you know, I can't, so no big deal, it's just the way it is.
It's no big deal, but to us, you know, we sit on the sidelines and watch you play, and last night, what was it, 31 points, 17 rebounds, 9 blocks, and I reckon there was actually more than that. I'd ask for a recount, because I actually had you down with more blocks at one stage, and I looked at the stats at three-quarter time, and I thought, they've got it wrong. So you should have had a triple-double there. And what, are you training perhaps an hour a week?
Not even an hour on court. I'm doing about half hour on court a week max. For about 6 weeks during the season, I was doing nothing at all, so it's kind of scary.
The problem with the stress fractures, is it getting better? Are they looking at it, assessing it, or what's the story with that?
Still just getting treated. Doesn't, you know, I can still feel it. Still going through a lot of pain, but I mean, there's only 3 weeks to go, and I'm just going to put my heart and soul into winning this next championship, and I'll do anything I can to help the team win it. So, you know, at the moment, they're not a real focus for me.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, last night you really looked focused, because I remember early moments of that game, and after a play, you came down court, and the look in your eyes, you were you could see the determination. You looked very, very focused and wanting to win.
I desperately want to win, and especially this season, I am. Just what has to happen, and do anything I can to make it happen.
Well, you've got hopefully two more games.
Mm-hmm.
That's the plan. Next Saturday, you still don't know who it's going to be, either Sydney or Townsville, depending on matches. We won't know until tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
Does it matter to you which one it is?
Not really, no. You know, we've got it at home. We've got the home court advantage. We have everything we possibly can to win. It's all right there. We've just got to take it and win it. So hopefully we can do that. Like I said, I'm going to do everything I can to help the team do that, achieve that goal.
Yep. And then, of course, you win that first one, grand final, back at the RS Arena,
right,
where you've won 2 championships so far.
One. Oh, well, I have with the
yes,
Institute and with
you
the
have. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, last season's, of course, with the Caps.
Yes.
It would be nice to make that third one straight.
Right, love to. I would love to win that championship. But, again, it's going to take a lot of heart. We've lost Shelley and Sino out of our team, which is going to make a big difference in the playoffs. But Tom, he's been a wonderful coach, and I think that he's really brought us together and probably made us a little bit different team to what Graffy had us. But, you know, every coach has a good way, their style, and, you know, I seem to play out of Tom better than I do anybody else. So.
Yeah, he's probably known as a defensive coach, probably more than Curry's probably an offensive coach. So it was nice, and I think that was one of the things we thought the team probably needed, was to work on the defense.
That's right. Yeah, we did. We needed to work on the defense a little bit, and he's got that down pat. I mean, he's coached 2 Olympics and, you know, 2 or 3, I don't know how many world championships, but he's a brilliant coach.
Yeah, and of course he coached in the WNBA league that you know very well now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely. Look, he's a man. He's a man, and we're so lucky to, you know, it's an honor to be playing under him, for me anyway, so.
And, of course, you're heading back to Seattle.
Yes.
Is the team going to be in Seattle, you know, yet? Because there's been talk that it might move out to one of the towns around Seattle somewhere.
No, definitely back in Seattle. So we'll be going back there in May, probably. Have a bit of time off now, but I'll be back there in May and enjoying it.
And that time off is what you need to get over the stress fractures?
Right. I need to have some time out completely just so my legs can recover and get some good treatment on them and hopefully, yeah, just get it done.
Got to ask you one more question before I let you go. There's a little article in a newspaper last weekend about Vegemite.
Did you see that?
Yes, I've got it sitting there at home.
Oh God.
And I really had to ask you, did you really eat raw potato with Vegemite?
My snack. I'm on a diet at the moment, so it's my snack. It's a very healthy snack too.
Well, I can imagine it probably is, but yep, well, all the best. And good luck in the finals. We're certainly looking forward to what should be a great final series.
Yes.
We know the four teams that are there now.
Yeah, definitely. So it's a matter of getting it done, I think, and we've proved that we can. So, you know, we've got most of our foot this season, I think all of us do.
Yes, you do.
Yeah,
you do, of course, with beating Adelaide, yeah, because you had to split on Townsville and Sydney before, and
right.
Adelaide you got it last night.
Right, so we, you know, we're getting it done, and hopefully we can just keep it all together and win the championship.
Yeah, and it'll be nice. Lucia Bailey, of course, threatening to retire, but...
Look, I'm a very perceptive person, and I just like to say that if she goes, there's going to be a big trouble in our club. I think that hopefully... I'd love her to stay. Personally, I think that she should stay, but I don't know how she feels about that.
Well, she's been a bit iffy about it lately, and the way she's played the last couple of weeks, Sue's been great.
Yeah.
She's really looked good.
Big part of the team. It's going to be hard to lose her, so hopefully she gives it another go.
Yeah. Indeed it is. Lauren Jackson, thanks a lot. All the best.
Thank you.
We look forward to catching up with you during the finals.
Thank you.
No worries. Thanks, Lauren Jackson there, of course, from the Capitals. And they have got the minor premiership and certainly looking forward to the finals. Thanks, Lauren.
Thanks.